Well, I do know that the annual Christmas parade, Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Christmas parade, is now just days away, huh?
It is 1 week away, and we are so excited. We've got another great lineup ready to go, and are just excited about the evening. Everybody who has sent in their registration form for their float should have received an email yesterday stating where they would be, you know, their placement in the parade with times and all the details. So if you did register for the parade and you have not received that, reach out to our office. We are open today and tomorrow. We'll be closed Thursday and Friday, but reach out today or tomorrow, and we'll be happy to help you out with that.
I got mine yesterday. We're good there.
Good.
So you're right on time. Right on time.
It means we're on track. That's good.
You indeed are. So what festivities actually a week from tonight will start at 6, correct?
That is correct. With our lighting and dedication ceremony, we will once again have the Emporia High Chorale that will be entertaining you with beautiful harmonies and songs of the holiday. Pastor Paul with the First Church of the Nazarene will be giving our Christmas message, and the lighting and dedication ceremony goes almost right up till 7 o'clock, where the the mayor will light the official Christmas tree, and the parade begins at 7 o'clock.
And who might the parade marshal be this year?
We are very excited. It should be coming out today as well, but we're very excited that Becky Nirenberg, who is the executive director at Emporia Community Foundation, will be our parade marshal this year. Becky, as many know, will be retiring first quarter next year. She's just done a fabulous job with the Emporia Community Foundation, her and her team, and we thought it was very appropriate to recognize her as this year's parade marshal.
That is a great choice. And, of course, you've got a lot of floats that will be judged. You have a lot of volunteers that make this thing move forward, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do. And let me tell you, people must be doing a lot of planning because we have a lot of floats to judge this year.
How many are we looking at?
Excited about it.
How many are we looking at here, Janine, at least for now?
Oh, my gosh. I bet you, to be float-wise, we are right around our 80 mark like we typically are, between 80 and 90 floats. And then to judge, I would say, oh, my gosh, between 30 and 40 floats are asked to be judged this year. So almost half are asked to be judged, which is fantastic. We love that.
Yeah, that's great. So a big-time night. It is a huge annual event, the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade. And the theme this year, Janine, is?
Gnome for the Holidays.
I love
Not
that.
Home.
Gnome.
Gnome for the Holidays.
Gnome with a G.
Yes, that's right. I've told so many people this. I knew gnomes were very popular. I know I have friends and I know people that we work with every day that just love gnomes, but I did not realize how popular gnomes were until we chose this theme. So I think people are going to have a lot of fun with it. They're popping up everywhere, so I think that's great.
All right, so November the 28th, Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Christmas Parade in beautiful downtown Emporia. Anything else to add here, Janine?
The only thing I don't know if I mentioned, the lighting and dedication ceremony does take place in front of our office, which is the Tressler Business Center, 719 Commercial. The parade route continues to be from 4th Street down Commercial to 12th, so plenty of room for people to spread out and enjoy the parade that begins at 7 o'clock, and we look forward to seeing everybody down there, including you, Ron, and Chuck. We look forward to having you.
Look forward to working with you on the broadcast, Janine, as always. Hey, you have a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
You guys as well. Take care.
Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, 654, 45 degrees. Good morning.
You know, it's funny. The roads we tend to keep in best conditions are the ones that get used the most often.